Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So many business owners are kind of panicked because of the $15 an hour federal minimum wage hike. And I see what's happening in terms of politics, where I think for parliamentary rules with budget sort of legislation, they can't add the $15 minimum wage hike to the COVID stimulus money. So there has to be another workaround if the Democrats don't want to rely on the 60 majority that they would need that they can't get. So in order for them to use the Byrd rule, apparently it prevents the minimum wage vote to go into this package that they're going to try to pass with majority rules. So there's a plan B. And Senate Finance Committee Chairman Ron Wyden, Democrat from Oregon, had suggested, well, then why don't we do a 5% penalty on large companies that don't bring the minimum wage up? So if you're a large company and you don't bring the minimum wage up to $15 an hour for all your workers, you get penalized. I'm not a big fan of penalizing companies, because just like with Obamacare, what happens? They'll say, you know what? The less employees, the better. But I do like incentives. So I believe in that same breath, he also discussed maybe for small businesses, we could do a tax credit, which is something I've been saying for a while, right? Give a tax credit if they buy the insurance. Give a tax credit to an employer if they hire somebody full-time, not part-time, full-time. Give a tax credit if they pay them more. So I like credits. I like incentives. I don't like penalties. But meanwhile, the average business owner that is still struggling and barely able to keep alive with everything that happened during COVID is wondering how the heck they're going to deal with the whole $15 an hour wage hike, which will happen. It's popular. People want it. Workers can't live on $7 an hour. And so whenever there's a problem that seems to not be able to fit or get fixed, then maybe what we need to do is look at things the other way. So I don't know if you guys do a budget, a monthly budget. I don't. I used to. But we're just in the red, so we'll just, you know, I'm just tired of seeing red. So when you do a budget, you could either bring more money in or you could do less spending. So when you look at things to cut, you're overwhelmed. You're like, well, I can't cut on rent. Okay? I can't cut on PPE. I can't cut, so where I could cut then is maybe employees. Maybe I won't pay them as much. Well, if that later becomes law that you have to pay $15 an hour for each worker, I think Costco is already at that $15 an hour, and they're going to go up to $16 an hour. If you're a small business and you're not a Costco, that's frustrating. So my question is, why isn't anybody talking about the overhead crisis these companies have? So in the olden days, if you had a doctor's office, okay, you didn't have to have billing software. You didn't have to hire a biller. Most doctor's offices just had one nurse, maybe two, small room. You saw the patient, maybe a couple people in the waiting room. Maybe you had some lollipops. You could run a doctor's office very cheap. When I had my office, my overhead was at least 50%. One report shows that overhead for most doctor's offices are now up to 70%. Overhead is 70%. When you look at some of the other costs, they say bars, their overhead is about 40%. Building services like maintenance, about 40.5%. Child care, 73% overhead. a good amount of that goes to rent. 13% of that is rent. Software publishers have about 68% overhead. Accounting, 66% overhead. Legal services, 66% overhead. Clothing stores, 36% overhead. Restaurants operating at almost 50% overhead. So maybe we need to address the overhead. If we want employers to pay employees more, why are they burdened with so many business taxes? Why are they burdened with all the extra taxes they have to pay on top of that $15 an hour? So as an employer, when you would pay salaries and you would pay, you had to also contribute to their Medicare and their Social Security and their 401. So $15 an hour sometimes averages to $20, $25 an hour for that employee. Why does rent have to be so expensive? Why do we have to have software? I mean, salons. Salon used to be, you had a barbershop, you had a barber, he had a chair, he had a scissors, maybe he had a couple brushes, would clean the equipment, move on. Now you need signage, you need workers' comp, you need liability insurance, you need licensing fees. Maybe what we should do, and I don't know which person in Congress needs to have the chutzpah to say this, but if you want employers to up minimum wage, which a lot of them want to do, they just can't financially, then cut them a break on their rent. Cut them a break on their licensing fees. Cut them a break on all the taxes. If you promise an employer that $15 an hour was all they would have to pay, that they don't have to pay the Social Security and the Medicare and the FICA and all the other stuff, then maybe you'll get more people on board. But you are taking pieces and pieces and pieces out of that person's profit, such that when I saw this, really, offices of physicians, 70% overhead. That's ridiculous. Our overhead crisis is not being addressed. And I'm a business owner, and there's always fees, and there's licensing, and then there's city, you know, business licenses, but then there's another business license. There's like seven different licenses that you're paying seven different people. And it just, cut that. If you want us to pay more, you know, workers more, which would rather do, I'd rather pay employees more than all these licensing agencies. And if the employees live in that area, they're going to be putting the money back into the state or city anyway. But I think we need to figure out how to cut overhead, because business owners are just paying way too much, and that money should be going to payroll. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
This is sponsored by Pharmacyclics, an AbbVie company, and Janssen Oncology. While the pandemic has altered our regular way of living, it's still important to work closely with your doctor. Did you know that chronic lymphocytic leukemia, or CLL, a type of slow-growing cancer, is the most common form of leukemia in adults? It's important to keep your doctor's appointments, as some CLL patients do not have symptoms, but learn of their diagnosis through routine blood tests. Dennis, diagnosed with CLL in 2013, urges patients to talk to their doctor and be proactive in the conversation, sharing.
I try to think ahead. It's a definite teamwork between you and your doctor. You're going to get the best results if you ask the right questions and your doctor knows that you are a part of the team.
Don't let the pandemic keep you from being proactive about your health. Keep your regular checkups and learn about CLL by visiting knowyourcll.com.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase Nano Colloidal Silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason for working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter, Dr. Dahlia, and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. Okay, so I can't tell you how I, for years, said, I think my blood pressure is low. I never had blood pressure in the 120 over 70s, or my blood pressure was always 110 over 65. So I'm like, all right, I have low blood pressure. Same thing with temperature. My temperature was never 98.6. My temperature is usually in the 97s, maybe a 96.8. I'm cold-blooded. And so I just thought, you know, okay, well, you know, some girls maybe run low. Can't talk about that now in this day and age. If you bring up anything that, you know, you're different or it's related to your gender, it could not be welcomed with open arms in many industries. Well, a group of physicians have kind of taken the bold step of saying, guys, women might need a different range for their blood pressure. And in fact, they're suggesting that the 120 might be too high, the 120 over 80. Sort of, this is when we're going to call it, where your blood pressure above that is starting to be too high. And this one group, let me see who gets credit for it, I apologize. They say we need to basically knock it down to 110. So this is Dr. Hongwei Ji. This was published in the journal Circulation. So the study comes out of China, and they looked at 27,000 participants, 54% women, that didn't have baseline cardiovascular disease. And they found that women on average are lower with their blood pressure, and they might be more at risk of high blood pressure events or cardiac events once they start to get into their 120s. So, you know, our approach to patients where you're a number, you need to fit in a number. And if you don't, you're ill or you're, I've always found issues with that because we're very, very different. We're built differently. And so, you know, it was interesting. So I was teaching medical students, and we were all very aware that it was during the years where we weren't using the terms he and she, and we were starting to not designate and label male and female. And so I had been asked, well, you know, do we put male, do we put female, or should we put who they identify as? And so my answer to that is both. All right. I need to know as a doctor if you have ovaries. If you are a transgender male, do you still have your ovaries or not? If you are a transgender female, I need to know what body parts are there. I need to know what you might have been born as. And I know we're making huge progress in not labeling and being gender specific and, you know, forcing people in a pink or blue outfit, but we are trying to minimize death by heart disease, minimize death by stroke, and blood pressure is a huge part of that. And our blood pressure is we've spoken about blood pressure before on the show. It's a very delicate process of how our heart fills up with blood, pushes that blood out to the rest of the body, and then takes the deoxygenated blood back, brings it to the lungs, lets it get oxygenated, comes back into the heart to get pumped back out. And much of our blood pressure issues is hormonal. It could be on the elasticity and the compliance of our blood vessels. It could be related to our heart rate. So, you know, when I was in training, we would give everybody beta blockers and diuretics for their blood pressure issues. And it didn't make any sense to me because I would have a patient whose heart rate was 55. And I'm like, the heart rate isn't why this person has high blood pressure. Do I really have to give them a beta blocker? Now, if they had heart disease, yes. But if they didn't, maybe I shouldn't be dropping their heart rate any lower. And so the same thing, those of us that live in Nevada, southern Nevada, it's hot, and we're dehydrated, you know, and I'm looking at somebody who doesn't drink enough fluids, not, you know, are they really dehydrated? Do I really need to diurese them like we did with FDR? So in the olden days, some of the first blood pressure medicines were let's lower the amount of pressure that's going through the pipes. So we would use diuretics. That's what FDR was treated with. So it would make you urinate more, kind of dehydrate you in a way to get that blood pressure down, because high blood pressure could cause little blood vessels to burst. It was linked to heart disease and stroke. People knew it was dangerous. Now, FDR still died of a hemorrhagic stroke, but he also had a melanoma above his left eye, so we don't know if that had anything to do with it. But either way, it didn't sound like the diuretics really managed his blood pressure. Woodrow Wilson had a stroke, but we don't know why. I don't know if it was a clot, if it was a bleed. I have to double check that, but I think it was an ischemic, a clot, which, again, high blood pressure could lead to also. Then we learned that, well, if somebody has a high heart rate, if we slow down that heart rate, we could drop the blood pressure. And it also helps them sleep, helps with anxiety. So beta blockers, fantastic medication. We use it in multiple settings when it comes to the heart. But if somebody's heart rate isn't that fast, you know, do we really blame the heart rate on why they have high blood pressure? Then we had the calcium channel blockers. Those calcium channel blockers, which we've discussed on our show, relaxes the vessels. So if the vessels are stiff, and becoming stiffer, like we see in certain populations and certain races, if you relax the blood vessels a little bit, then maybe you'll lower the pressure. So calcium channel blockers, again, used in a variety of different cardiac settings. I'm a huge fan of them. A side effect is sometimes you can get swelling in the legs. So people can get some pretty bad leg swelling, and it might be related to the beta blocker. Could also be heart failure, which is another conversation for a different day. But there are side effects with these. But you stop the calcium channel blocker, and many times the swelling goes away as long as there's not another reason for that. And then we have the ACE inhibitors. And the ACE inhibitors, which we've talked about on the show, you have this system in your body called the angiotensin-renin system. And what that does, among many things, is let's say you were shot and you start to bleed. Well, the kidneys sense the blood coming through. And if the kidney sees that we're having a pressure issue, it's going to release, there's going to be these hormones, this cascade of hormones that releases to kind of tighten things up. So hopefully it could maintain your blood pressure so you hopefully don't bleed to death. Some of us make it to the hospital, some of us don't. And this angiotensin-renin system sometimes, I think, goes out of whack when we age. And so we'll get these spikes in our blood pressure. So as opposed to somebody having a high heart rate, or somebody being fluid overloaded, or somebody having stiff vessels, they might have none of those, but they start to get these weird spikes. When I see somebody have spikes in their blood pressure, I look more at the angiotensin-renin system. Now, medications like ACE inhibitors will help relax the vessels as well, will kind of curb some of that cascade. Sometimes they make you cough because of the bradykinin. It's a modulator that can make you cough. So some ACE inhibitors like captopril, benazepril, those things can make you cough. So we might switch you to an ARB, an angiotensin receptor blocker that blocks at a different pathway. And we notice we don't have much of a cough. These medications also are very kidney protective. But you also have to be careful with kidney issues and dosing. But as you can see, there's a whole variety of different types of blood pressure medications. And I urge students and I urge residents and anybody to, you know, embrace the race. Know who you're treating and what could be the problem. If you have a patient population that might have stiffer pipes, you're going to probably use the calcium channel blocker. If you have a person who's, you know, normal heart rate and just having spikes, then you want to use the medicine that kind of deals with the spikes. Now, that was a very generic way of talking about blood pressure, but you really need to know who you're treating and who the person is. So now that they're discussing that women might just run low and women might just have lower blood pressures, now that they're comparing women to men, and it's okay in science to compare women to men, all right? It's okay. It's not politically incorrect because, you know, the average cis or trans person wants to live. They want to know that they're taking a medication that's good for them. So that's the other thing. I can't tell you how many people who are LGBTQ or transgender that say, look, they see people push a narrative or push a platform. And they're like, look, we're not asking for that. We're just, we just want to identify with who we want to identify with. They're not asking for us to, you know, treat them with a different medication than you would treat somebody who might have been born XX or XY. I think we need to take a deep breath, realize we're not going to insult anybody. We're actually going to help them and be more politically correct and less racist if we actually give a person a medication that they deserve. You know how many studies were done in white individuals and that medicine was applied to black individuals and the medications might not have worked? One moral to this whole COVID pandemic is African Americans died at a much higher number than Caucasians. Why? We need to talk about the differences. And one difference they found, it could be that sometimes the pulse oximeter might not be as accurate on those that are darker. So have darker skin. So we really need to, from a medicine and scientific standpoint, make sure we are helping our populations out by giving them the medicine they need and the treatment they need. 1-877-DOC-SALLY, number one.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden set to visit Southeast Texas on Friday. He will meet with Governor Greg Abbott for a briefing on federal aid and survey damages from last week's power outages and winter storms. Florida Republican Governor Ron DeSantis is setting the tone at the opening session of the Conservative Political Action Conference in Orlando.
And what's true in Florida is true for conservatives across the nation. We will not go back to the days of the failed Republican establishment of yesteryear.
President Trump will address a group on Sunday in his first public appearance since leaving the White House. President Biden's nearly $2 trillion COVID relief package will be up for a vote today in the House. The Democrat-controlled House expected to easily pass the bill. And you're listening to USA Radio News. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell has sharply criticized former President Donald Trump in the wake of the January 6th Capitol attack. The Kentucky Republican discussing the state of the Republican Party and also if he would support Trump if he were the Republican nominee.
We're sorry we lost the White House, but the Republican Party demonstrated once again this is a 50-50 nation. We're very competitive.
If the president was the party's nominee, would you support him?
The nominee of the party? Absolutely.
That audio, courtesy of Fox News. New York City health officials are trying to ease fears following a report of a new coronavirus variant spreading quickly in the city. The New York Times citing research suggesting this new variant is rapidly spreading and vaccines may be less effective against it. However, the city's health commissioner says there's no evidence to back this up as the science around this variant is not yet as established as others. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Lisa asks, why aren't we waiting to have the kids just start school in the fall? So I'm not sure where you live. I live in Southern Nevada, and so some of the schools are going to reopen, and I believe K through 5, fifth grade, kindergarten through fifth grade, should be back by April, I think maybe mid-April full time. And yeah, most school ends 3 or 4 weeks later. It's a good question. I think there's a lot of parents wondering if they should just, you know, if everybody should just take a breather and restart again in the fall. I think there's a lot of parents out there that can't go another day with trying to you know, juggle the kids. One parent that had called our school board had said that her husband is a police officer, and, you know, he works swing shift or late nights. So she has to keep the kids quiet all day while he sleeps. And then they basically switch off in terms of teaching them and watching them with school. And so, you know, since the kids have been out of school, he's not getting full night's sleep or his full 7 hour sleep or however. And it's, I think there's a lot of people whose lives are pretty disrupted. You know, I've been very cautious about where I'm putting my 2 cents in from a personal standpoint, because I have one son in college, one son in high school, and as much as I want the schools open and the kids back, I realize, you know, my kids are in high school, they're a little bit more, or they're older, they're a little bit more resilient. In fact, Stoney turns 21 today. So I'm not going to try to argue for or against somebody that has multiple young children. My kids learned how to read. They learned most of what they needed to in school. So the virtual role of it, yes, I think it's harmful, but my kids aren't as harmed as some who are younger. And where I stood with the kids going back to school was very multifaceted, because the lockdowns, unfortunately, are intertwined with it. So in my neck of the woods, we didn't have a lockdown or a stay-at-home order until after the schools closed. The schools were the ones that dictated what happened to our economy. So when the school said, you know what, we're letting the kids go home, we're not going to wait for the governor. Teachers didn't want to, you know, be there. They were worried about getting sick. And so the schools closed down. I think a few days before, the governor stepped in and said, yeah, you know what, I think we're going to, you know, start doing lockdowns. And one thing that we had noticed is, even if the governor hadn't had suggested a lockdown, which is, again, why I have not been as critical about the governor as other people have. I'm critical about a bunch of things that have happened. But it's because the lockdown started because my employees needed to be home with their kids. Their kids couldn't be in school, so the employees couldn't come to work. So we were thinking, you know what, we probably just have to close down. Because if our employees couldn't come to work, then how do you stay open? And then some of the customers were a little nervous. I think we still would have had customers. But if the customers weren't coming in and the employees, we have a couple salons, hair salons, that didn't make sense. So we were going to actually voluntarily close down because we didn't know what to do, because our staff couldn't work when their kids were out of school. What eventually happened is people who were able to stay home, get unemployment benefits, continue to do so. Others went back to the workplace and figured out ways to manage the kids and the babysitting. And unfortunately, it's a term that many, you know, we've caught school boards and teachers say, you know, we're the babysitter. No, we appreciate teachers more. We know teachers are more than babysitters. But yes, for those people that work, they, you know, it helps knowing that the kids are in a safe environment and a safe place. So my concern was, because in my neck of the woods, the school districts basically would make or break you depending on if you were able to work or not. When we reopened in this last fall, when I heard and got wind that a lot of teachers didn't want to come back, my worry was kids go back, the teachers get nervous, there's another surge, and then they close the schools down again. And the closing of the schools was so integral in the shutdown process that while many people already kind of coped on what to do, to me it made sense to just, for last fall, still do a hybrid. If you can try to do the hybrid, if you can't do the hybrid, you know, still teach virtually. But now we're coming up on a whole year of these kids being out of school, and we're seeing the numbers go down incredibly. We're seeing in my neck of the woods, I think we've had 21 kids commit suicide this last school year. We need to get our kids back. And so, yes, I fear that teachers and school districts, administrators could say, you know what, I'm out, and then they shut down the school again. But I think the population of teachers and business owners, and I think even politicians, are not going to be as supportive of those moves. And they're already making moves to have PPE, have sick rooms, which we discussed, that my school district's going to do. So when, you know, you're asked, well, you know, shouldn't everybody wait till the fall? I think a lot of parents are going, wait a second. If we wait again to the fall, then teachers are in the habit and school and students are in the habit of not being in school now for almost a year and a half. It's going to be a harder habit to break. So one argument is if you have teachers willing and you could get schools back up and show teachers that they're going to be safe, then there's going to be more of a guarantee that school will be open in the fall. That's my guess. My guess is, because I was asked, why wouldn't we just wait? Why would we start the kids in a school year that's already almost over by the time all the, you know, openings can happen in the in my neck of the woods? I think officials want teach, you know, it's, we're sticking our toe in the water and it's cold. And we're like, I don't want to go in. And I think public officials want the school district to just take the plunge. Go in. And if cases continue to drop, it's going to be much easier for them to jump in the pool now than to do it in the fall when we can have another surge. The one thing that I don't think anybody is on board with is keeping kids out of school indefinitely. And I think a lot of people see what's coming around the bend, which is what I feared this fall. Once flu season hits, or cough and cold season, and, you know, fevers and things like that come into play, there's going to be people wanting school shut down again. And so there has to be, people have to, unfortunately, until we learn to live with the virus and say, look, this is with us now. This is where we're going to be. You know, we're going to have people that get fevers. We're going to have people test positive for COVID. They're going to go home. Then they're going to come back in 10 days. Once we start that process and live it, I think it's going to be less scary. Now, a big argument that you see in the news is, how come grocery store workers aren't freaking out? How come nurses aren't freaking out? Why is it just the teachers freaking out? Well, again, you know, if we did this, we scared everybody. We told my city and my state and multiple other states like California, you can't go to a restaurant. You can't sit down in a restaurant. You have to sit outside of the restaurant, if at all. You can't go to the library. You can't see the Rams play. You can't. We've kept telling people that they can't leave the house. Now all of a sudden we're like, all right, we'll leave the house to get a shot and leave the house to go to school and leave the house to come back to work. We did this. So who is going to backpedal and say, you know what, you guys are going to be fine. Overall, you're going to be fine. You're not all going to die from this. No, who is going to have the guts to say that? So what public officials are instead doing is, you want PPE, you got PPE. You want separation and filtration systems, you got it. You want, you know, this. So I think that's what's going on and why. And I will support schools reopening because I just don't want to see any more kids kill themselves or, you know, it seems like COVID still ran rampant in households anyway. 1-877-DOCTOR-BELLY.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wraps should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the health stocks boom in the U.S. markets. With the pandemic affecting virtually every aspect of American life, people are ready to get past the crisis and get on with living. We've identified a company that could scale up widespread rapid testing and get our economy back on track sooner rather than later. And we want to introduce you to this groundbreaking company with your free subscription to Avid Stock News Trends. Text the word test to 48542 to get info on this undervalued rapid testing technology that can deliver results in as little as 15 minutes. Demand for testing devices could outstrip supply for the foreseeable future. Text the word test to 48542 to get your free subscription to Avid Stock News Trends. Get this red-hot intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. Avid Stock News Trends. Text the word test to 48542. Text test to 48542.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. So it looks like Tiger Woods is continuing to recover. We don't have a lot of news on him since his car accident that happened, I believe it was on Tuesday. But he is being transferred to Cedars of Sinai Hospital, or actually he has been transferred to Cedars of Sinai Hospital in Los Angeles from Harbor UCLA Medical Center in Torrance. Cedars of Sinai, That's near Sunset. I was born there. It was Cedars of Lebanon at the time. But Cedars of Sinai, I used to work at Kaiser, or I trained at Kaiser, kind of down the street. Very good hospital. Cedars of Sinai, most of the stars go there. Not really a lot of updates on how he's doing. We know he had surgeries and screws and pins put into the leg, and they did not take his blood or have probable cause to take his blood, which is why they didn't, to check for drugs or alcohol. Because he was lucid at the time of the crash and was able to speak to first responders, they didn't feel it was DUI related. And again, we don't have all the details. I mean, I know if somebody gets killed in an accident, I believe all parties get screened. I don't know if Tiger Woods was taking any medication since he had a back microdiscectomy in December. But from what we understand, he tolerated the procedure well. And so he had surgery on his tibia and fibula, the ankle was kind of stabilized with screws and pins, and the leg was stabilized with rods. We don't really have an update on his condition. He might require further surgery, which we're being told. Dr. Jeremy Faust, emergency physician at Brigham and Women's Hospital, Boston, commented saying he is still in that acute phase, or they may still have a lot of work to do in the present, in moments, and in days to come. So people keep asking me, when will he play golf again? I don't see much happening for months. Usually you need to be able to recover. I mean, it takes months to recover from something like this. You know, maybe next year, but you know, currently there's nothing salacious that they feel happened with this accident. They think he was just going super fast, along a curve, and then hit the median, went into the other lane, and then rolled. You know, it's frustrating because there's, you know, when a star gets into an accident or when a public official, everybody wants to know their medical business. HIPAA is supposed to protect them. People are so mad. They're like, we want to know what's going on. We want to know what's going on with Trump. We want to know what's going on with Tiger Woods. I understand, you know, with Trump being at the helm and people needing to know if they needed to invoke the 25th Amendment and have somebody else have Mike Pence take over. You know, so you need to know if somebody is lucid, if somebody's conscious, if somebody's able to still do their duties. Excuse me. But is it really our business to know the medical issues? Is it really our business to know the talk screen? Don't stars and celebrities get some privacy? So according to the HIPAA Act, it's supposed to be the Patient Privacy Act, it's supposed to protect our personal information. I see that violated all the time with people, you know, posting on news lab results and you know, you just wonder why there isn't a better oversight over that. You know, so I'm very, very cautious talking about anything that isn't made public. Once something's made public, I talk about it because it's already out there. But if I find out, if I, let's say, worked at that hospital and I knew what was going on, if I even said he's doing fine, you're in trouble. Wasn't somebody, weren't a bunch of people fired? I'm not sure which hospital it was, because I don't know if it was Britney Spears or somebody was in the hospital, and people leaked information that they were in the hospital. Even if you're being treated, that should be private. Nobody's even supposed to know you're there. It's fascinating. As a doctor, when I was in training, we didn't have everything on electronic medical records at the time, so there were charts. And so the charts had the name on it because it was big, bold letters. So somebody who didn't have their glasses on could see it. If I was woken up in the middle of the night, you know, because I was on call, or if I had been up for 30 hours straight, I could find the chart, see it, open it up. Charts would be laying around. I mean, anybody could look and steal the chart. But now that everything's electronic, you know, do you think there's more privacy? I would say less, because I think people can hack in and see the results. So personally, if Tiger Woods did have any medications on board, it really is none of our business. But then why do we want to know? Why is it a discussion? Well, with his DUI that he had, and it wasn't alcohol related, it was medication related, a lot of those medications, and the only reason why I spoke about it then, that was back in 2017, is many of you take the same medications. You take Ambien. You take Xanax. And so as a teaching moment, I want to make sure that you don't get into a similar accident or issue. Well, I had a patient who had asked for ibuprofen and Ambien, a refill. Ibuprofen was for some back pain. Ambien was to help sleep. I wrote the prescription. I did everything right. She, on her way home, popped a couple pills. Now, I have a profile of large pills, so I don't know how she mixed it up or how the pharmacy mixed it up, but apparently she said that she looked at the bottle and the pharmacy had both medications switched, that the Ambien was in one and the ibuprofen was in another. And I told her, I go, didn't you, you know, notice the difference in the pills later afterwards? And she said, no, I thought it was, they were both generics. I thought, you know, the generic medication was going to be a different shape. I didn't think twice up much of it. So she took two pills that she thought were ibuprofen, but she took two Ambien because it was in a mislabeled prescription bottle. She said that she had barely made it home and was asleep on her driveway for hours. Thank God she made it home. But people will fall asleep at a stoplight, at a stop sign. And you know, of course, the first thing we check is alcohol. And, you know, so I think a lot of us don't realize that we mix medicines together or that we might still have the medications in our system. I don't know if you guys remember this, but growing up, when we were younger, we would drink water to renew the buzz. So if we were drinking in college or medical school or whatever, and I didn't like to drink to get drunk. I didn't like that. I'd have something just so I could get a little giggly, but that would be it. But I didn't have a lot of money, and I couldn't buy another round of drinks or spend that kind of money. So you would drink water, and you would feel another little buzz with the water. Now, what's happening? Is it that you're finding a pocket of the chemical and it's pushing the chemical around? I don't know. I don't really know what the science is behind that. But I do think that happens with medications. People will take a sleeping pill the night before, and then all of a sudden they'll have this lapse of either memory or this fatigue, this funk that happens in the middle of their work day. Well, it could be that maybe some of the medication is floating around, or not everything is, you know, completely disseminated perfectly with some of these medications. Maybe there was a piece that wasn't completely digested, and then it kind of took a while to get absorbed. I don't know. So I'll bring up these things because I want to make sure that you know, people are aware. But if Tiger Woods needs some privacy, he deserves privacy. Demi Lovato had discussed, apparently she has a show coming out on YouTube talking about her overdose. She had sustained a heart attack, three strokes, I believe. I'm not sure, or she, a stroke and a heart attack. There was something that happened to her. I apologize, I don't have it in front of me right now. And she had said that that happened after her overdose. But she's open about it, she's talking about it, so we could talk about it. So, you know, I know everybody kind of worries Tiger Woods, and I'm sure Tiger Woods' team knows that they want to give an update. I was asked, because it's kind of quiet on the Tiger Woods end, you know, should we worry? No, I think he's in a lot of pain. I think he had a pretty serious surgery. They said what they needed to say. He had some orthopedic issues. He was transferred to a hospital that might be closer to home and closer to the family. I think that's all we have to kind of take from that. 1-877-DR-DOLLY, don't go away.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer, it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle.
In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer, Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer, excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.